of the kind of meat that you use for boiling with greens?
Yeah, we use pickled meat, boiling with greens.
Uh-huh.
It's the kind we use.
What about the kind of meat, the kind of pork, the fat?
Oh, fat meat, but we won't use that at all, not us.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of fat, fatback or white meat or salt pork?
Salt pork, yeah, but we don't. I don't use that, honey.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat?
Bacon?
Huh?
Bacon?
Uh-huh. And the outside of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it?
The fat?
Or the...
skin?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, you don't use that, honey.
What about the, you know, when you cut the side of the hog, what do you call that section of meat?
Oh, I don't know.
Talk to a butcher about that. Don't talk to her because she don't know nothing about that. And that thing better go get out of that hog.
Oh, shut up and behave yourself.
You're going to see what I'm telling you, though.
Do you ever hear of a side of bacon or middling of bacon?
No, honey, not I.
And... you say you could take the trimmings and slice them up and grind them and...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And stuff them in something, in little links, you call that?
Pork sausage?
Uh-huh.
No, that's another thing we used to do with fat. My grandmother used to do crack on the fat.
What about the person who kills and sells meat? He's called a...
butcher.
Uh-huh. And if meat's been kept too long, you say it's done
spoil.
Well. Mm-hmm. And you say that the inside parts of the hog that you eat.
Not the inside. Oh, no. But they make sausage, what you talk about?
Well, just all the inside parts.
I don't know nothing about that, baby.
Do you ever hear of the haslet or the horselet or liver and lights? Or what about something that they make from the intestines?
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, honey, they take that and they use the skin.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know nothing about it, you know.
Do you ever hear of
chicklins?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, they don't make no chicklins out of that, baby. That's what I was telling you a while ago. That they take the fat and they fry it, and we call it cracklins.
Uh-huh.
Now, some people call it chicklins, but we call it cracklins.
Uh-huh. What about something you make with the meat from the hog's head?
Oh, hog head cheese.
Uh-huh.
You got to think of a while before I can answer you.
Do you ever hear of something called scrapple or pawn hogs?
No, honey.
What about something they make from the liver?
No, liver cheese, no, it's not made out of that. Maybe so, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about the blood?
Oh, they make sausage with the blood.
Uh-huh. What kind of sausage?
Blood sausage, that's all I know of, honey.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of boudin?
Maybe other poets might have, yeah, but
oh,
not.
That's French, I think.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in Lafitte or something, you know.
Uh-huh. And say if you had some butter, and that was kept too long, and it didn't taste right. You said
it was
butter.
Rancid.
Uh-huh. And thick milk.
Clabbered.
Uh-huh. What can you make with that?
Make buttermilk.
Anything else?
And you make cream cheese.
Uh-huh. And the first thing you have to do after milking.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that, honey.
Or to get the impurity out.
You have to skim the cream off to make the butter, I know that.
Uh-huh. Or like if you poured it through a real fine cloth, you say you were...
Yeah, you skim the cream off of it and you make cream cheese out of it.
Or
you take the cream off of it, the milk.
But you want to get all the hairs and things out, you pour it through a real fine cloth or something.
Yeah, you strain it.
Uh-huh. And this is something kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it.
Fruit cake?
Or maybe made out of apples.
Apple?
Uh-huh. You call it an apple.
Apple cobbler?
Uh-huh.